Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Vice Guide to Right Now, a daily rundown of all things Vice. It's Tuesday, January 9th. I'm Chris Hurdy. Today, we're revisiting the FCC's net neutrality repeal and taking a look at how states are fighting back. But first, the headlines. Sunday night was the 75th Golden Globes, and high-profile winners like Laura Dern and Nicole Kidman spoke out against gender inequality and sexual violence. But the most memorable moment was Oprah Winfrey's speech. Accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award, Winfrey said she looked forward to the time when, quote, no one has to say me too again. Later this month, NATO will hold its first high-level meetings with Russia in 5 years, marking the end to a long diplomatic freeze between senior American and Russian officials. The last senior meeting between the rivals took place in 2013, and subsequent contact was banned by the Obama administration in response to Russia's annexation of Crimea. And, as early as February, the Trump administration will unveil a new Buy American plan that instructs U.S. diplomats to help promote billions of dollars worth of weapons deals. And now, here's the news you won't get anywhere else. The FCC's attempt to repeal net neutrality has received a lot of attention. But the attack on net neutrality is just one small part of a much bigger plan by the broadband industry to gut nearly all state and federal oversight of U.S. internet providers. Numerous states, including Washington, New York, California, and Nebraska, have begun proposing their own net neutrality laws to counteract the FCC's repeal. But these efforts face a steep uphill climb. Here's Vice's Ankita Rao speaking with Motherboard writer Kaylee Rogers on the topic.
Is there anything these states have in common?
The rules that they're proposing are all pretty similar. I mean, a lot of what they're doing is just trying to bring back what the FCC has gone away with. And so it's really familiar terms. It's really simple stuff that I don't think many people would object to, like internet service providers can't throttle your data, or they can't stop you from going to a website just because they don't agree with that website's politics or something. It's pretty straightforward net neutrality basics that everybody is trying to establish here. Some of the differences are in the ways that the states are approaching it. So some of them are trying to find a way to sort of get around the fact that in the FCC's decision, they also said that states aren't allowed to like go around them and make their own rules. So they're trying to find like other ways where they're like, well, it's not net neutrality rules. It's like different internet rules that do the same thing.
So you speak specifically about Nebraska in your piece. How is that state approaching this net neutrality debate?
So with Nebraska, we've got a reliably red state, and the FCC and the administration, obviously, in Congress are all GOP run right now. So you'd think that maybe red states would be willing to just kind of go along with the decisions they make. But Nebraska has joined the number of states that are trying to do their own laws. Senator Adam Moorfield, he's a state senator in Nebraska. He's a Democrat and introduced the bill. But he told the local paper there that he's gotten support from both sides of the aisle, independents, you know, all kinds of people, because it's such like a unifying topic to not let people get screwed over by a big ISP. So they're able to get support on both sides of the aisle.
How long would it take these state laws to go into effect if they're actually allowed to go into effect?
Ideally, they could get something done this year within the next few months. The thing is that there's a number of sort of simultaneous fights going on at the same time that sort of are going to impact each other. So there's also a number of lawsuits against the FCC right now that have just been filed, or people say they're planning to file, fighting against the ruling that the FCC made. So if those go through and it's overturned, then obviously you don't need the state laws. Then at the federal level, there is a group of senators who are planning to file a resolution of disapproval, which is under the Congressional Review Act. It's basically like they get to say, we don't agree with what this agency did and we're going to overturn it. So they've got enough senators on board to bring that to vote once the FCC actually publishes its rules, from there it would actually have to pass the House and then also get signed by the president. So that's a steeper climb to actually get anywhere. But we're coming at this from many different angles.
When the FCC repealed net neutrality, you wrote about the many hurdles that even that repeal would have to actually go into effect. And now the states are sort of rising up and trying to make their own mark in stopping this repeal from happening to whatever extent they can. What exactly do you think will actually play out? What exactly will sneak through and affect us?
At this point, it's hard to predict. All the things that day, like on D-Day when they actually repealed it, everything I predicted has come true so far. So the states are fighting back. They're considering, you know, using the Congressional Review Act to fight back. There's lawsuits. I think something will probably gain traction, but if not, there is enough support for net neutrality that we can sort of cobble together more of a grassroots response that will help. So investing in smaller ISPs, doing municipal networks where you can write in, you know, in the makeup of this ISP that they have to abide by net neutrality, and giving those actual competition to big telecom that isn't really out there yet is probably the best way to fight back, actually.
And is big telecom, when we talk about it sort of as this monolith, but are all the companies reacting to net neutrality the same way? Are there any that have made any promises to consumers?
They are acting very similar, very predictably. There was a lot of, oh, no, we care about net neutrality. We just don't want any rules saying that it exists or we have to follow it. And following the vote, you know, there was a lot of talk about giving people bonuses at Christmas time while simultaneously firing employees. A lot of people have found that their prices are going to go up in their plans for their phone and their internet and their TV. So things have not been a great reaction so far from big telecom. And they made it really clear, and they spent a lot of money to try to get net neutrality rules repealed. So I think they're pretty happy with the outcome at this point, and they don't have to do a whole lot to show it.
Is there anything we can do as consumers at this point to protect ourselves from what could happen to our internet?
As consumers right now, while this fight is kind of still happening, the best thing you can do is make sure that your elected officials, both at the state level and at the federal level, know that where you stand on this and that you haven't just given up and you don't care anymore. If they know that you care and you're still really upset about this, they're going to fight more to do something, especially since it's a midterm year. You know, they want to get as many votes as they can and keep their constituents happy. So if you make it really clear that you're not happy, that's the best way to sort of take a first step. From there, you know, organizing community groups, building your own internet, which is a bigger step, but something we're starting to sort of show people how to do here at Motherboard, is sort of the future pathway.
To read more about net neutrality, go to motherboard.vice.com. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. For more news and culture, check out Vice.com. And tune in again tomorrow for another Vice Guide to Right Now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.